One could not have hailed futurism in its time for the refreshing sweep of its announced revolution in art, for its devastating criticism of the past, as in no other way could one have assailed those artistic barricades of good taste. Powder was needed for that, and a lot of it. But one cannot construct a system of art on one revolutionary phrase alone. One had to examine futurism beneath its appearance to realize that one faced a very ordinary chatterer, a very agile and prevaricating guy clad in the tatters of worn-out words like patriotism, militarism, contempt for the female, and all the rest of such provincial tags. In the domain of purely pictorial problems, futurism has not gone further than the renewal of effort to fix on the canvas a purely optical reflex, which has already shown its bankruptcy with the Impressionists. It is obvious now to every one of us that by the simple graphic registration of a row of momentarily arrested movements, one cannot recreate movement itself. It makes one think of the pulse of a dead body. The pompous slogan of speed was played from the hands of the futurist as a great trump. We concede the sonority of that slogan, and we quite see how it can sweep the strongest of the provincials of their feet. But ask any futurist how does he imagine speed, and there will emerge a whole arsenal of frenzied automobiles, rattling railway depots, snarled wires, and clunk and noise and clang of a carouseling streets. There's one really need to convince them that all that is not necessary for speed and for its rhythms. Look at a ray of sun, the stillest of the still forces. It speeds more than 300 kilometers in a second. Behold our starry firmament. Who hears it? And yet, what are our depots to those depots of the universe? What are our earthly trains to those hurrying trains of the galaxies? Indeed, the whole futurist noise about speed is too obvious an anecdote. And from the moment that futurism proclaimed that space and time are yesterday's dead, it sank into the obscurity of an empty abstractions.